The Deep Roots Coalition, David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
Red, red wine.
In Modern Farms magazine, there's a story about two Oregon winemakers who hope to convince their grape-growing counterparts to resist irrigation for the sake of the planet, for the sake of the palate. The two had become so troubled by the ongoing irrigation trend that they founded the Deep Roots Coalition to challenge it. The roots of non-irrigated vines tend to sink deeper into the soil in search of moisture and minerals. Environmental concerns were a motivating factor, one made more prescient by the fact that more than half of Oregon's counties have been under a state of drought emergency at one time or another. But the primary reason John Paul and Russ Rainey began promoting dry farming came down to a matter of taste. They wanted to encourage others to create complex wines that reflect where they come from. Jocelyn Zuckerman, executive editor of Modern Farmer.
The story is about an organization called the Deep Roots Coalition, which was founded by two Oregon winemakers in 2004. They noticed that a bunch of folks in their region, which is the Willamette Valley, were putting in irrigation, and the region gets about 42 inches a year. So they thought, why do you need to be irrigating here? That's a decent amount of water. But probably more importantly, they think that when you irrigate it, it messes with the flavor of the grapes, and therefore the wine doesn't come through as much.
And flavor coming out of the soil certainly makes a lot of sense to me. How about you? Agree?
Produced by the Ag Information Network.